Radio.
As I said today, the church celebrates the feast of the apostles Jude and Simon. When I was looking into St. Jude, there was an interesting lesson taught about St. Jude, the well-known saint of the impossible whose feast we celebrate today. The story is that of an ancient king in Turkey who suffered from a terrible disease. And he'd heard about Jesus, and so he wrote Jesus a letter asking for a cure. And along with this letter, he sent an artist to paint Jesus' face. But since Jesus couldn't go to the king, Jesus sent Jude along with the artist's painting. Through this image and through Jude's prayers, the king was healed. And the story says that's why the images of St. Jude that you see depict him holding a painting of the face of Christ. Well, I think this legend, although we know it's not true, tells us something important about Jude and about all the saints. They really don't heal anybody. In the story, the image of Jesus was the key to this man or this king's healing. All the power that the saints ever had to heal others comes from God. If you read the prophet Isaiah, it says, "It was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured. By his stripes we were healed." That's because Jesus is our healer, our comforter, and our saviour. But this legend, I think, illustrates also another important point, and that is the fact that Jesus needs saints. Jude was just a man like us, a sinner who was redeemed by God. But God used him to bring healing and hope to thousands of people, and he still does today, centuries after his death. Jude, I think, shows us that we carry in our hearts the treasure of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to transform in the world God's image. He shows us that we can all be saints, just as he was. So a question I want to leave you all with today is this question. Have you looked in the mirror lately, not to see yourself, but to see God's reflection? Like Jude, we all carry the face of Christ. His divine grace is flowing through each of us. Even if we're not performing miracles, he is living within us. So we should give thanks to God for being in our lives and for the grace that he gives us right now. We should praise him that he has made each of us fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. And we should look for the opportunities that he will give us today and in future days to share that light of faith with all those around us. Lord, help us to be the people you have called us to be, to step out in faith and share your love. St. Simon's and Jude, pray for us. Amen.
Radio.org.au.